SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. There's been a blistering ruling by a judge in the James Comey case.
A federal judge has ruled that the Justice Department engaged in a disturbing pattern of profound investigative missteps when it secured an indictment against former FBI Director James Comey, directing prosecutors to produce two defense lawyers all grand jury materials from the case. The judge also cited fundamental misstatements of the law by a prosecutor and unexplained irregularities in the transcript of the grand jury proceedings. The 24-page opinion is the most blistering assessment yet by a judge in a criminal case against Comey. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump critics claim he admitted a policy failure by lowering tariffs on some items to reduce cost. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says White House tariff policies are working.
President Trump smartly is making moves to open up more trade lanes and remove barriers so we can remove tariffs on things to make them more affordable and you can buy them here in the United States. And that should go for everything.
An Indiana man is charged with manslaughter after allegedly mistakenly shooting a housekeeper. Bill Alexander reports.
62-year-old Kurt Anderson was taken into custody and was being held without bail Monday, booked on one count of voluntary manslaughter. Authorities say he shot Maria Florinda Rios Perez de Velasquez in Whitestown, Indiana, 22 miles north of Indianapolis on November 5th. Police say the call came in as a home invasion, but the victim was with her husband, part of a cleaning crew who mistakenly arrived at the wrong address. The prosecutor says Anderson did not have a reasonable belief that type of force was necessary, given all the facts.
The U.S. Department of Justice filed a lawsuit today challenging California's ban on federal law enforcement officers wearing masks. This is SRN News. A date has been set for a key Supreme Court case.
The justices will sit on January 13th to hear arguments on the constitutionality of two state laws that bar boys from playing on girls' sports teams in Idaho and West Virginia. A growing number of states are passing similar statutes amidst backlash from parents, coaches, and feminists over the gradual invasion of female sports by males. A ruling in the case is expected in the summer of next year and promises to be another landmark. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Alabama Educational Television Commission might become the first state network to sever ties with the public broadcasting system. The possibility comes after President Trump and Congress withdrew funding for the Nonprofit Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which provides grants to public radio and TV. The president pointed to PBS's liberal leanings in promotion of the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. A top Border Patrol commander touted dozens of arrests in North Carolina's largest city on Sunday as Charlotte residents reported encounters with federal immigration agents near churches, apartment complexes, and stores. Reporter Bernie Bennett has the details.
The Trump administration has made the Democratic city of about 950,000 people its latest target for an immigration enforcement surge it says will combat crime, despite fierce objections from local leaders and downtrending crime rates. Gregory Bovino, who led hundreds of U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents in a similar effort in Chicago, took to X to document a few of the more than 80 arrests he said agents have made. Bovino, head of a Border Patrol sector in El Centro, California, and other Trump administration officials have called their actions appropriate for growing threats on enforcement agents. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Ford Motor Company is showing off its new world headquarters building in Dearborn, Michigan. The new HQ is double the size. The former one. More details at SRNnews.com.